Hey, we're Blender Style. Hang out with us while we talk about some really depressing black metal from Germany. In this episode, Bethlehem, self-titled, released in 2016. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
So when we started doing Blender Style, there's a bunch of albums we all thought about, like that we wanted to talk about immediately.
Yeah, but we knew we were really shitty at the beginning.
So we wanted to wait and like kind of hold some of them back.
For sure.
Until we were at a point where we felt like we were ready to talk about them.
Yeah, so we don't end up with another snot situation.
We held back on Pantera, Vulgar Display of Power.
Mm-hmm. Well, I even think our Zayo, like, I feel like now that we've done this after a while that I would have picked that record
later.
A little later.
So you said Zayo, you said
Snot.
Those are both season zero.
Protest the Hero.
Protest the Hero.
Which we did release finally.
We finally did bad. As a special. Or like practice episodes. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things we're holding back. Monster Magnet, White Zombie, some other ones.
I'm waiting for Monster Magnet, Casey.
Yeah, we're totally waiting.
The time is now, dude.
The time is nigh.
Check out our review of... Hatebreed.
Oh.
So this one, Bethlehem, is one I hold back on.
Okay.
And I actually kind of stopped listening to it. So as soon as we started doing Blender Style, I wanted to do this album, Bethlehem.
I brought it up a couple times.
Yeah, now's the time.
All right.
So Bethlehem, self-titled. This is their, I don't even know.
Eighth album.
It's their first one with O'Neillar.
Okay.
She's from Darkened Nocturne Slaughter Cult. So when I got into black metal, I just really just started like digging as much as I can. And I wanted to find like female fronted black metal. I found Darkened Nocturne Slaughter Cult, which led me to this. I found Holder, which you shared Holder today.
Well, I'm sure you've heard of Bethlehem before Holder was even thought of.
Yeah, because Bethlehem's... This is an old
band. Yeah, yeah. But I get what you're saying. Like, it's nice to see female-fronted black metal,
for sure. Yeah, this band goes back to the 90s.
And this was their 25th anniversary release.
They're evil.
Oh, maybe that's why it's self-titled.
Yeah.
What was that? I'm sorry?
This was their 25th year as a band. That's when this album came out.
So you said they're evil.
I knew that it was later on within.
What do you mean by that?
Okay. Women. But no, okay, so this is what I know about Bethlehem. Yes, they were in the Gummo soundtrack.
Yeah, you're wearing Gummo. We recorded this episode because you're wearing the Gummo shirt. I'm like, oh, we got to do Bethlehem. They did. They're in the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Not from this album, but from an early one because that movie's older.
Yes. And they've just been one of those bands that, like, because, as you guys know, I like black metal, and I would say this is in the vein of, like, The Shining. Oh, yes. This is definitely, like, depressive black metal. It's not atmospheric black metal. It's not raw black metal.
So what makes it depressive?
You can hear the bass in this. I would say...
Is it, like, the moaning and the like,
the things that you hate about Deftones... They have the ups, they have the lows, they have the highs.
And you're kind of right. We just reviewed...
The band Shining.
Right.
You always do
The Shining. It's not The Shining.
It's just Shining. It's,
yeah. Why do you do this? Why is that?
What do you mean?
Why is that?
That they're the same?
No, why do you say The Shining? The Shining.
Just have it.
No, that
are you trying to get Casey to not like it?
No, this
because he hates the.
But it was just one of those bands that I've always heard of, right? And it's just like I never like put the time in. So like when you pick this, I was like, oh, I guess
this is my chance.
Okay, because this is like in the black metal community.
So before I even heard this band, like you know their music, anything, a sound from them, I've read interviews about this band. You know.
Because they're like been around for a while.
For sure. And also the change of, I mean, obviously.
They've had lots of vocalists. It's more of like a session vocalist band. Like you mentioned Shining.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas has actually been in this band. He's like done vocals on some releases, at least one that I'm familiar with.
I did not know that.
So that's awesome. I was like digging into this. like black metal. This is like, I got into black metal. I was like I like a certain sound. Like, what's the most fucked up, like, sound, vocals that, like, unnerve you? Because that's, okay, like, really what I was looking for.
So you went for somebody gargling.
Is that what you found, though?
So I found, Silencer. You've heard of Silencer, right? Mm. Like, really unnerving, like, make you want to, like, tear out your face.
Silencer.
And then I found this. Okay. Bethlehem, self-titled. And it sounds like that. Yeah, it's, like, very, like, especially Gangle Gangle Gong. Like, I think that's, like, yeah, track five or whatever, four or five.
Five, yeah.
It's, like, harrowing. It's disgusting. It sounds like the end of...
I loved the vocals through this whole album.
She is amazing, dude, on this.
So good.
I think she does great vocals, but I think it's not as... So when I think black metal, I don't think very disgusting.
Yeah,
I think this is more death metal than disgusting.
Maybe that's not the right like, unnerving, sad.
Yeah, I think the music is that. I think that there are changes and there's ebbs and there's flows within this.
For sure.
That, to where, like, you know,
there's a lot of emotion portrayed.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's kind of like, you know, like I said, Shining vibes. Because it's like there's parts to it, you know? And which shows that they're, like, kind of doing something different within black metal, because they're, like, writing songs, right? And then also, like, the bass is very, like, in...
It's a very big...
Yeah, and bass, which is something that is not, you know, in black metal or
whatever. So there's breakdowns that are, like, every time they do breakdowns, it's, like, bass-led. Mm-hmm. So sick, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like on what's the song? Track four. I can't. So it's all, yeah, German. It's exactly all heavy.
Can we say this now? Because I'm not going to say any of the track names of this.
I didn't even write them all because they're all like hard. It's all German, which I love about it. Okay. So if you're like taken captive and you're blindfolded and you don't know what's going on, it's like fucked up. How much worse is it if they're all speaking German and you don't speak German?
How much worse is it if they're speaking, man, any language on, you don't understand? Come on, we just
throw some more slack at Germans, dude.
That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is I don't speak German because, yeah, I haven't gone, you, yeah, know, I'm lazy and I'm an American. But when it's terrifying and I don't understand what they're saying, it's worse.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what this kind of portrays to me. Some of this, the lyrics could be all bright. And I'll be like, oh, I, yeah, misunderstood. So I might be on misunderstanding this completely.
I didn't get into the lyrics, but I know, I like, from reading other stuff about this band, their main thing is their lyrics are about death and suicide, yeah, and stuff like that. So I doubt their bright lyrics.
Even though it's in German, I feel that.
Yeah. But it does. It has a vibe. It has, like Nathan said, it has some really cool ebbs and flows. And the production quality on this is way better than an album of this genre should, sure, have.
So this is why I'm like, okay, so this is like, people want to say like, it's like depressive black metal, or it is black metal. It is black
metal. I struggle with this, but I'll just call it black metal.
It's black metal, but it's definitely depressive black metal because it's not evil. I don't feel evil in this. I feel like, you know, sadness, this or that, you know. But I don't feel like evil. This,
do you think it's scary?
Evil.
Like, some of it's like unnerving and scary.
I think there's some ambience to it that makes it feel atmospheric at times.
It's not super
atmospheric. I don't think it's atmospheric. I think it puts you in a place.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It kind of feels like maybe you're in a dark place.
This is why I think this is more of like along the lines of depressive black metal, like Shining. You know what I mean?
But Shining is like interesting too. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it's interesting. They have there, but there's kind of a formula to this.
Yeah.
You know? I agree. I agree.
I think the last track on this is, like, okay, so the last four tracks, yeah, the last four tracks of this record,
when it gets real moody,
I love it.
How about the intro? the first track when she belches, and it's just like, you know what I mean?
I honestly like the...
It's like later. Ripping.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. It is. It is. I can't take anything away from
but
this.
But I feel like as it gets far... You're right. As farther in the album, it pays off more. It's like fucked up.
It matures.
It matures. Yes.
Yeah. It really does, because it starts off very, like...
So we hung out numerous times since I picked this, and you've made comments, and I'm surprised that you made pauses.
I was honestly surprised when you picked this, because that first track kicks off, and I was like, yeah, but there's just something about it that's super catchy.
Right.
And I don't know what it is, because there's nothing, my biggest complaint about this album is there's nothing super, like... amazing about it. It's a tried and true style and very like almost cookie cutter in a way, but it's refreshing.
Like, I don't even know what my favorite song is.
Because they do it in such a way that they just
can't pronounce it.
It's almost like there's a no fucks given attitude, and so they take this stylistic thing that everybody does, but they do it better than everybody else.
I think
does.
It also at times though that
I love that you like it.
I mean, I do like this, but like they do it better than anyone else. I mean, Shining's better than that. I keep going back to Shining.
I know, you're obsessed.
I love Shining as
well. No. I mean, because that's what it feels like. I mean, if you think about it.
Do you think this is just Shining derivative? This band's been
around. I don't know. What came first? Shining, obviously.
Really?
This album? I've only heard, like, you brought up Gummo. It doesn't sound like this Bethlehem.
No. But, like, the second Shining album the second Bethlehem album.
See, I haven't gone any further.
Bethlehem's like one of those bands that's, like...
It's evolving every single time.
What year was this again?
16. This is 2016, and they've been around since early, like, mid-90s. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's since kind of, 25 years before 2016.
It's kind
so
of...
So I guess what I'm trying to say is it kind of falls flat for me. I love parts of this. I really do. But I love it when they actually really give it to me. Because other times, like you said, like the opening track and stuff, I mean, I don't think they really give it to me. There's no evil here. I like that it's depressing.
Yeah,
and
I
stuff
didn't feel like,
that,
like a sense of evil on this, or even like disgusting.
Not evil. I'm sorry. I said evil and disgusting.
No, but I get what you're saying. Like, it doesn't have that death metal feel to it. Like, it doesn't have that
black metal. You mean
or black? Yeah, it doesn't have that black metal feel where it's dangerous. It doesn't feel dangerous. I think that's it. It doesn't feel
this
like
feels like
it doesn't feel like a cult's going to come burn your house down.
I mean,
down.
I feel like this person's going to harm themselves before anyone else.
It's emo black metal.
That's not going to... That's not scary to me. And what I'm trying to get at is that, you know, you don't always want that, right?
What about Gengar?
That's not what you always want, though, you know?
No, I get it.
I think the last... few tracks are just like really fucking spot on. Mm-hmm. And I think those are probably, I don't know this, but I think those are probably the later tracks that this group of people in Bethlehem did. And I actually think it's a really good intro for me for Bethlehem. I mean, that shows how much of a fucking dumbass I was.
Like the biggest black metal nerd of
all
of us.
Yeah, I was just like, Bethlehem, I could probably wait for it. It's probably like the Doors or something. So of black metal. Like,
you got an organ in there?
It's kind of true. That's a really apt comparison. And I have to know, Nathan, what do you rate it? Bethlehem self-titled.
I give this a 3.9, man.
Okay, good.
I think it's solid. I really do. But the thing that I don't like is it does sound like kind of formulated. It's like, hey, we'd have this part, then this part, then this part. I'd like to hear like something actually after this, you know?
How many albums is she in? Two, I think, at this time. And they're good. I like this one better than the second one.
Really?
It's not bad.
It is not bad, but this is not something that I'm going to like rave home about, you know?
I'm glad you didn't hate it.
No, I don't hate it. I'll listen to it again for sure.
Casey, you're surprisingly interested in this. I'm really curious why you think this is interesting.
So I can't pinpoint what it is. I mean, I love the depressive feel of this. because it's depressive, but it also has like a high energy and high pace to it, which is really cool. And maybe it's just you guys finally wearing me down on black metal.
I hope so.
Because I feel like when we did Shining, I didn't really dig it.
You liked Shining a lot.
I don't remember what I gave it as a rating though.
4+.
Was it a 4+? Yeah. Okay. Well, then this one's not quite there. I gave this a 3.3.
All right.
It was good, but I felt, and maybe
that's a good objective opinion.
Maybe because we had so much time with it, I felt like towards the later listens, it kind of started to drag on me. And not necessarily like mood drag, but just like very, like Nathan said, very structured, and the way they did each song. There's a formula to it. But I'm not going to take anything away from it because it's actually a really good album. Like the first time I listened to it, I was surprised at how much I liked it. And the fact that I was able to go back to it and not just be like, oh shit, another black metal album, was really cool for me. So 3.3.
I give it a 4.4 out of 5. Yeah. This album's cathartic for me.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
But you guys talking about it, I have to agree with you in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? This one of the things I love about
it. That's what it is though, right?
Yeah.
It is a feeling for you. Like when you first heard this, yes. You were talking about feelings. You weren't even talking about the music, right? Mm-hmm. Me and Casey talked about the music, and that's black metal. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, whatever you were talking about feelings, you didn't give a fuck about the riff or nothing.
Stop touching his boobs.
No, honestly, I think it's rad.
So that's one of the things I love about doing our show is that, like, some of us will be more emotionally invested in stuff and others will be more critical, and it helps the listener or the viewer,
the potential listener,
kind of gauge where they are with this. We are Blender Style. I love these guys. That was Bethlehem, self-titled, released in 2016.
Give it a listen. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you think in the comments. Oh, yeah. Who the fuck is Linda?